Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Xena Life as a Dominatrix. This is episode 32. This will be aired on Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. January 31st. Where did the month go? Seriously, this has been the most fastest January ever. I think I know why, because New York City has had no snow at all. Which is very unusual for the month of January. I believe it was two Saturdays ago, 2 weeks ago, there was just a light dusting of snow that lasted for like 30 minutes, and then it turned into rain, and then it just disappeared. So it's very unusual. I'm not used to no snow January. I want to say there was snow in January of 2022, and if I could remember right from taking the photos and taking photos of empty Central Park covered in snow is so pretty. And being in the park with very little people is so surreal. It's such a huge park, and a lot of tourists go to Central Park. So visiting the park when it was cold last year, when it was snowy. It was pretty surreal for sure, and it was very picturesque and beautiful. But no snow, that's pretty bizarre. Maybe the month of February we'll get some snow, who knows? At any rate, today's topic, Q&A part 5. These questions are from individuals primarily on Instagram, and they are all anonymous. So, question number one from anonymous number one. This is a good question. How does one prepare for a session? First, I would suggest make sure you're nice and clean. Shower beforehand, mouthwash beforehand, dress casually, dress neatly, comb your hair, take deep breaths if you're nervous. There are a lot of benefits to meditation, so try some meditation beforehand. Listen to some calming music or music you desire. Have a light meal. Also hydrate beforehand. And when you arrive, just be yourself. Be calm. Just let yourself go. Let all that stress out the door and just have a great time. You're in the mistress's world. You're in her lair. And you're there to let go and just enjoy yourself. Personally, I have seen my fair share of very nervous individuals where they would step in and their heart is racing and the words that come out of their mouth is very like stuttering. And it's like, okay, take a breath. You're okay. This is real life. This is really happening. You're seeing a dominatrix. It's okay. You're in good hands. And usually I hand a glass of water to the individual and sit them down for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes to discuss the session beforehand. And then we take it from there and have a great time. And I do enjoy placing my hand over a person's chest to feel the heart racing, the heart beating. And I tell the person, okay, just breathe, just breathe. You're okay. Close your eyes, breathe. It's okay. So those are all of my suggestions. Just be yourself and let go and have a great time. Okay, question number two from anonymous number two. My mistress wants me to be a sissy. What should I prepare for? Well, first of all, it's a lot of fun. Just go for it. She can set her own boundaries with you, whether it's cooking for her, cleaning for her, doing laundry, folding laundry, doing dishes, etc. Doing a great job equals rewards for you, but that's up to her if she wants to reward you. Don't expect it. A bad job equals punishment. Bad job equals doing a horrible job at cleaning. Messing up on doing the dishes, etc. don't know how to cook, take a cooking class. Or there are so many tutorials on YouTube where you could learn how to make a dish, and that would be a great way to learn how to cook and cook a great dinner for your mistress. And it's okay to learn, you know? And as regards to cleaning, practice cleaning your own home. And you want to thrive on doing a great job for sure. And regards to the wardrobe, if your mistress wants you to dress the part, then go for it. Personally, I've had men dress in sissy maid attire, whether it's wearing high heels, wearing a tutu, a maid's uniform, a maid's apron, holding a feather duster, etc. Personally, sometimes the heels can get quite uncomfortable at first, especially if you're not used to wearing heels. So if you're wearing heels and they're just too uncomfortable, ask your mistress permission. Can I take them off? And that's up to her to say yes or no. And also, when you do have these heels, practice walking in the heels at your own home. The heels, you might think, oh, they don't have heels my size. Believe it or not, they do. Pleaser heels, this is not a paid sponsorship, but I would definitely recommend Pleaser heels. They have sizes 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, etc. And try it out. And if there is a local fetish shop in your city and they have high heels for men, try it out in the store. Or I would just suggest Amazon. And if they don't fit, then just return them for the size, maybe a size up. Usually the heels are just too tight on the feet, so I would just suggest a size up. So, for instance, if you're a size 12, just order a size 13. Just my personal suggestion. Regarding a uniform, sissy made uniform, Amazon does have uniforms, sissy made uniforms for men. Just know your measurements as well, and if it doesn't fit, just return it and get a size up. Or your mistress might just want you to clean in panties or a shirt and pants. That's totally up to her as to what she wants you to wear. Yeah, and just have fun with it. And yeah, and take it from there. Okay, question number three from Anonymous number three. Dating sites you recommend? Okay, the answer to that, well, I've recommended FetLife in the past. One person had told me that they found the site pretty difficult to navigate through, and they did not enjoy it. So if you're meeting someone on a date, just be straightforward. Like, hey, I'm so and so. I practice BDSM. I'm a kinky person. I'm myself, basically. And hey, are you into BDSM? And are you curious to learn about BDSM? The common dating sites are what? OkCupid, there's Bumble, but chat beforehand to get to know the person online to see if you have any common interests. And of course, most importantly, just be yourself. I'm trying to think if there's any other like dating sites for kinky people. But I've personally known people that have hooked up through FetLife and it worked out for them or did it work out for them, but this is all in the past. And I do agree the site is kind of difficult to navigate through, but try it yourself. There are FetLife groups that you could meet people in these groups that are based in your city or town. And maybe the group, somebody in the group is organizing a get together with like-minded kinky individuals. So Maybe that's a good way to meet people face to face and see where it goes. Okay. Question number four from anonymous number four. I'm not into pain. Can I still BDS? Let me repeat that. I'm not into pain. Can I still be into BDSM? Well, the answer is of course. There's other activities that you could practice, bondage, blindfolds, gags. Being teased while you're in bondage, being tickled while you're in bondage, role playing, light and gentle nipple play, for instance, having a woman rubbing her nails on your sensitive nipples, whispering in your ear naughty thoughts, as well as face sitting. So maybe you're tied to the bed and the dominant decides to sit on your face. So you could be used as a human chair and teased like that as well. So it's not all about pain and receiving a spanking and whipping, but if you want to try, a light spanking, that's totally up to you. But if you're just not into a spanking, that's okay too. You don't have to be into pain. So there's, tease and denial, role playing, bondage, letting yourself go, and it's not all about pain, it's about pleasure too, or pain and pleasure. Or maybe just try it out. Maybe try out a light spanking from the feel of a riding crop, maybe. But again, if you're not into it, then just don't go for it. But yeah, not everybody's into pain, so you are not alone. And just have a great time. All right, question number five from anonymous number five. Do you host sessions in person? Yes, I do. Here in New York City at my private studio. I also have phone sessions and cam sessions with different individuals who are not able to travel to New York City, or they're just too busy, or they're not ready to have a one-on-one session. And that's totally understandable. Sure, the virtual sessions are not the same as in-person session. Like an in-person session, I could feel the person with my bare hands. I could see the person face to face in real life. And, virtual sessions can be very exciting as well. Talking about fantasies, fetishes, exploring, having, telling me telling somebody what to do over the phone or via cam, like humiliation. Like if they're into humiliation, I call them all types of words and tell them to physically humiliate their penis or something. And I watch it via cam, so that can be quite exciting as well. But it's not the same as one-on-one sessions. And some people that have never had a one-on-one session, that's totally up to you. Some people are very, they're not ready for that, and that's okay. And it's not about peer pressure. You do what you're comfortable with. Very important. Yeah. Okay. Question number six. I believe this is six from anonymous number six. What are the misconceptions? Okay. Let me, well, first of all, I wrote this book called Xena Life as a Dominatrix, found on Amazon. Just want to plug that in. And I do discuss misconceptions in the book. I can't remember what chapter it's in, but I discuss 10 common misconceptions that people have about dominatrixes. But these are my personal misconceptions. I'll name a few for you all. Okay. First of all, I'm not an escort. I don't offer the girlfriend experience. I'm not a masseuse. I'm a dominatrix. So dominatrix is different than all that. And when I do receive emails or calls asking about like a sexual service, like if I offer it, I'm like, did you read my website? It states I don't offer sexual services. So it's very important to read a dominatrix's website to see what she offers and what she doesn't offer. And a dominatrix is very different than an escort or a masseuse. Masseuse, they massage. A girlfriend experience and an escort, they're different as well. I'm not knocking them. They're just different than a dominatrix. Dominatrix, like myself, I provide BDSM, fetishes, role playing, kink, fantasy becomes reality. It's all safe, sane, and consensual. Another misconception, I do not dress in fetish attire 24/7. I enjoy wearing whatever I please, and of course I enjoy wearing fetish attire, but I don't wear it all the time. I do not hate men, and I am not always mean. So somebody might have a misconception, like if I whip a man and he's yelling out like, "Thank you, mistress. May I have another?" Or "Ow!" or screaming out loud because it hurts. That means that he wants the whips. He requested a whipping, and he enjoys the whipping. Although on his face he looks like he's in pain, but it's all safe, sane, and consensual. That's what he requested, and I don't like regarding whipping. I don't whip to the point where skin breaks. I don't whip where blood is gushing out. No. That's a hard limit for sure. And I'm not always mean. It depends on the person. If the person, like, it all depends as to how I feel in my mood, actually. And no, I do not hate men because I practice the BDSM lifestyle. Another misconception, I do not play every single day. That's very true. I don't play every day. If I played every day, then I would probably I don't know how I would feel. I don't know if I'll feel like exhausted or have a burnout. But I don't play every single day. Honestly, I enjoy having my breaks, having me time, working on my other projects, my hobbies, exploring New York City, going to the movies, the theater, plays, etc. Actually, this is Broadway week, actually, so gotta take advantage of that, of what this wonderful city has to offer, as well as restaurant week. So I love going to different restaurants and trying different cuisines as well here in New York City. And in my book, I do mention other misconceptions. And yeah, I hope that all helped. I don't have any other questions. I have the six questions that I answered. How does one prepare for a session? My mistress wants me to be a sissy. What should I prepare for? Dating sites. I'm not in a pain. Can I still be in the BDSM? Do you host sessions in person? And any misconceptions about me? So regarding like kink dating sites, there should be more like a match site where people, I don't know. That's just my opinion. And FetLife is difficult to navigate, but it's all trial and error. So just try it out. If you're not on FetLife, try it out. And I've personally know people on FetLife that they've hooked up on FetLife, and they have met each other at like different play parties. Another option is attending a play party. That's if there are any play parties in your city or town. And that's a great way to meet face to face and see where it goes. So yeah, this is the episode, Xena Life is a Dominatrix, episode 32, Q&A part 5. Tomorrow is February 1st, so maybe we'll see some snow, maybe we won't, but it is very unusual. So yeah, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And also, I do have a Venmo. It's not obligated to tip, but tips are appreciated. And on each and every of my podcast episode, I have a link to my Venmo. It states support the show, but that's totally up to you if you would like to tip. And thank you very much for listening to this episode. Thank you and have a great day.